Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is a message from Carrie about her golden retriever, who is lacking some manners, I think might be the problem. Is that right?
Yes, he's a beautiful boy called Murphy. We got an email about this case and we went and met the family. And he really is an adorable boofy boy. But he's doing everything that you can possibly think of wrong. He's barging in the house in front of them, pushing through doorways. On the walk, he's a nightmare. He's just pulling in every different direction. And also, whenever he's got anything in his mouth and he's on his bed outside, if they try and take something from him, he'll growl. So you can imagine the family are quite alert and worried about, have they created a monster? So we went and we met with him, and what's beautiful is he's just absolutely full of it. You know, Goldens are a beautiful breed of dogs where they're so joyful and happy, and it's rare to find a golden retriever that has aggression. Doesn't mean you won't, but it's rare. So what we started with this situation was, let's work with the one that was freaking everybody out, which was the growling whenever he had something on his in his mouth, on his bed. So what we first got the family to do was show us what they would do. And Mum is a beautiful lady, really soft, big, beautiful heart. And she would go to get something from him, and he would do this pathetic growl of, and immediately Mum would recoil her hand, and then Murphy would be like, oh, that's how I tell you no. Okay. And Mum's freaking out, oh, that's aggression. Actually, it wasn't aggression at all.
They're scared, is that right?
They're scared of how he's reacting. And just like if you imagine, we're trying to teach the dog something, but also the dog is teaching us something. So what Murphy has learnt is, if I make this sound when I'm playing with my toy, or I've just taken your shoes and I make this sound with no gusto behind it, you'll move your hand and you'll leave me be, and I get to keep what I want. So what we did was we got Mum to start playing the game of, how about I swap you? So if you're willing to give me my slipper, I'll give you a treat. And so we started doing this negotiation, playing with lots of different things, maybe not having all his toys out at the same time, mixing up his toys, but no more than three a day. We would offer him a treat for whatever he had. And then after about half an hour, he was giving that up fairly easy. That's when we knew that we didn't have an aggression problem. We didn't have a resource guarding problem. What we had was a full of bluff, and Mum was responding to
it. So it's a bit of a game. Is that what the dog's doing?
Yeah, and he's just joyful. He's having he's having a wow of a time, and he's training himself. We've only just started doing some lessons with him, but I think he will be nice and easy and sweet. But it's a good way to just build in good manners with your dog, so that you're not having dogs barging through doorways and stuff like that.
So you fixed a few problems, Joe. You might have a few more to go. That's the tip of the iceberg, I think. Is today a very special day for you, Joe?
Actually, it is. I thought I got away with it, but yes, may the 4th be with me. It is my birthday today, and I am now on the other side of 50, so I'm 51 today, which is alarmingly
scary. But
you're
still closer to 50 than 60, though.
That's exactly right.
You can do that for about 5 years, I think, and then you go the other side.
Exactly right. Got the grey hairs, so I'm well on the way.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.